Among the Asian American delegates at the Republican convention is Jan Ting. He teaches at Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia. His residence is Delaware, and New York City is making a strong impression.
Along with the delegations from Rhode Island, Utah, and Puerto Rico, our delegation from Delaware is staying at the newly reopened Millennium Hilton Hotel, right on the site of Ground Zero. From every window, we look down into the pit where the World Trade Center used to be. 3,000 people were murdered here, including heroic firefighters and other first responders. Every morning, we look out our windows and see what's really important about what we're doing here this week. The NYPD are everywhere, and in impressive numbers. They are supplemented by big teams of firefighters and EMTs, and also by units in full battle dress with automatic weapons. We have never felt safer. We went to Broadway to see a musical, Bombay Dreams. After the show, we discovered the exits to the theater were closed because demonstrators were on the street. We waited in the lobby for several minutes until the NYPD could push the demonstrators onto one corner to let us get to our buses. A little girl probably spoke for most of us. When asked what she thought of the play, she said, "Wonderful." When asked what she thought of the demonstrators, she said, "They're terrible." Getting to Madison Square Garden was like running a gauntlet in a bus. Many layers of security and protection, a policeman on board every bus, and police car and motorcycle escorts. On the floor, politicians greet the delegates from their states. Boxing impresario Don King passes by, unmistakable in his hairstyle. I've met with hundreds of Asian American delegates, alternates, Republican activists, and elected and appointed officials. We are not alone. Political conventions are all about ritual, and this one has plenty. But there is purpose to the ritual, to energize and provide a vision of victory to all who attend and observe through the media. There are a lot of us here who support President Bush. There are firefighters from Wisconsin, and real estate agents from North Dakota, and union leaders from New York. There are Hispanics, African Americans, and Asian Americans from all across the country. There are a lot of us who reject the vicious attacks on President Bush and the USA Patriot Act and the Bush doctrine of offense against terrorism. Despite the sharp political divide in our country, we see clearly now that victory on November 2nd is within our grasp. Last night I heard Democratic Senator Zell Miller emotionally explain why he wants President Bush as the defender of his family and of every family in America. Vice President Cheney dissected Senator Kerry's voting record in the Senate with clinical precision. The other delegates and I left the hall wondering if the campaign's already over. How can Senator Kerry survive this degree of scrutiny? As we await President Bush's speech tonight, I think all the delegates are feeling the Democratic Party needs a new candidate. The way we see it right now, the one they've got is damaged goods.
Jan Ting is professor of law at Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia and a Delaware delegate to the Republican National Convention in New York City. For a roundup of convention news, opinion, and analysis, along with audio of NPR's nightly coverage, visit our website, npr.org.